Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God, and welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Job chapter 22, verse 28, and the scripture reads as follows: "You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on all your ways. The word of the Lord is blessed." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we reverence you as we enter your holy presence. We thank you this morning for life, health, and strength. And we give you glory for this day that you have crafted. As the heavens declare your glory, God, we thank you for this day, which is a gift and just one of the many new mercies that you have given to us at the breaking of this day. Lord, we rejoice in you because of the power of your voice that is moving in the earth right now. Creation is responding to everything that you have ordered for this day, and even time itself has to respond without delay to manifest blessings, healings, miracles, and events that must take place at the very second that you have preordained for this day. So we enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter your courts with praise, because you have spoken from eternity, and your spirit is hovering over us right now to shift the atmosphere and to bring lives into divine alignment in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that your ears are open to our petition, and we thank you for answering our unspoken request even now. In your manifold wisdom, you know what we need before we ask, because you are a good Father. That's who you are. And we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cast our cares on you today because you care about us. We thank you right now for lifting every heavy burden and for destroying every yoke by the power of your anointing. Lord, we ask in this sacred moment that you pour out your anointing oil on us. Let it fall on everyone under the sound of my voice. And just as our prayers are not bound by time or space, Holy Father, I release my voice in the earth and declare blessings, miracles, healing, peace, joy, prosperity to those who love you and are called according to your purpose. Oh, God, there's a divine shift right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, your power is moving at the sound of your voice. Thank you for this atmosphere of faith where miracles are taking place. We praise you, God, for those who have sown in tears because they shall reap in joy. Thank you, Lord, for silencing every voice of complaining and for filling our mouths with praise. You commanded us to give thanks in everything, for it's your will concerning us. Even if we don't understand it, it's your will concerning us. So hear our praise and our cry this morning, and be glorified in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that unexpected blessings are overtaking us right now, and we declare that this is the season of miracles. God, you're awesome in this place, and we give you glory for the breakthrough anointing that is being released to us as we pray. We praise you for our purpose in the name of Jesus. We praise you for our assignments. We bless your name for our tests and trials. We magnify you, Lord, for being our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We thank you for hiding us in the cleft of the rock this morning and for allowing us to see your glory from your backside, because no man can see your face and live. So we praise you for your manifested glory. Thank you for your presence this morning. Your presence is here to give us hope. Your presence is here to give us strength. Your presence is here to change our very countenance, because we see your glory, Lord, and we will never be the same. We give you praise, and we're grateful that you would tabernacle in our hearts. We worship you. We worship your presence this morning, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving across the prayer line and in the midst of God's people. Thank you for the anointing that is falling right now, and for every tear of joy and refreshing that is cleansing our souls in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we open our mouths this morning to declare the truth that you have given us from the mouth of God. We declare that we are the redeemed. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We declare that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare that the Lord's purpose for our lives will prevail. We declare, God, that you are doing a new thing in us, and now it shall spring forth. We declare, Lord, that you are making a way in our wilderness and you are providing water to our dry places. We lift you up this morning, Lord, and our eyes are focused on you. We declare that you reign and rule above all, and you are mighty to save and mighty to deliver. So we pray for the lost this morning, and we ask that you pierce the darkness in the minds of those who are lost and set the captives free in the name of Jesus. We also pray for the unsaved on life support and respirators who seem to have little consciousness. Lord, we ask that you visit them in the spirit and help them to whisper yes this morning to the salvific blood of Jesus Christ. We contend for souls and we contend for the faith this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray for our secular and spiritual leaders, and we ask that you touch their minds, God. Help them to declare that Jesus is Lord to your glory, and help them to deal righteously with all men, especially those who proclaim Jesus is Lord. We pray for saints everywhere that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will do your will. We ask, God, for your forgiveness, and we renounce every hidden and ungodly secret thing. Lord, we ask that you take it away right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that we reject Satan's lies in all their forms because you said, Lord, that Satan is the father of lies. So Holy Spirit, confront us even now and show us our nasty ways, our rebellious ways, and our wicked proclivities. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be honest under this anointing as we surrender all to Jesus and move to the next level of our kingdom assignments. We lift our hands and surrender as we praise you now for divine cleansing. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, God, and we rebuke pride and the high-minded spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for making us fit and adaptable to be used for the glory of God. And we thank you for giving us vision today and for showing us things that will surely happen at the appointed time. God, we praise you for being the repairer of the breach and for helping us to redeem the time. Lord, we pray for every saint who feels that they may have wasted time or that it may be too late. Holy Father, you're still in control, and your voice is moving in the earth to remind us that eternity is not restricted or bound by time. God, what you have spoken over us shall be, and no demon or devil in hell can stop the blessing. Father, we shout right now because you turned it. You turned the mistake into a miracle. You turned the pressure into praise. You turned the test into our testimony. You turned our suffering into salvation. You turned our fears into faith. You turned our foes into our footstool. So, God, we sing a new song unto you right now because you restored us and you make all things new under this anointing. Thank you for confirming right now in the spirit that we're still on schedule for every divine appointment, assignment, and blessing that you declared from the beginning. God, you wrote the magnificent story of our lives in your book before we had even lived one day of our story. And Lord, we praise you because you have not changed your mind about us. It shall happen because you love us with an everlasting love. It will still work out in our favor because you decreed it from the beginning. It's not too late because you knew the things that we had to suffer. Yes, Lord, we agree with you. It shall happen. What you declared concerning us shall happen. While we may stand even now in the midst of troubling and perplexing situations, God, we give you an undignified praise. And we take no thought of ourselves in this moment, but in the spirit we dance like David when he recovered the ark. God, in this moment, we shout unto you with a voice of triumph until you arise and your enemies are scattered. God, in this worship moment, we declare that you did it for us. You won the victory by your right hand and your holy arm. So we refuse to pray our problems today, but we pray in Jesus' name. And God, we praise your great name. We declare who you are under this powerful anointing. Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised. You're holy. You're wonderful. You're the one who is, who was, and who is to come. You're the great I am. You're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. You're the love of our souls and our redeemer. You're the God of peace. You're the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. You're the lifter of our heads. You're faithful and true. And in your presence, there's fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You're the mighty one who saves your people. You rejoice over us with gladness. You quiet us with your love. You rejoice over us with singing. So we celebrate you, Lord. And we thank you, God, for being our vindicator. We ask that you quicken our ears to hear what your spirit is saying to us right now. God, your voice and your spirit are moving in the earth. And wherever we are assembled, you're changing the order by your spirit to prepare us for blessings. Lord, we declare that you know this morning. We declare that you are God and you're well able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Holy Father, as we leave this place, but never from your divine presence, we ask that you increase our capacity for you today. And according to 1 Chronicles 4:10, bless us indeed, enlarge our territory, that your hand would be with us, and that you would keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. And God, as you granted the request of Jabez, we ask that you, Father, bless us. We thank you for a greater covenant ratified in Christ's blood. And we thank you for scriptural confidence that you, the God of all creation, has not only heard our prayer this morning, but you have granted our petition in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. And we take this praise moment to delight ourselves in you. And we praise you for your loving kindness and your endless mercy. We declare today that the victory is ours in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, for your anointing oil and for refreshing us from heaven and for restoring our souls. We thank you for the refiner's fire today as you purify us and strip away everything that is contrary to our divine purpose so we may offer to you an offering in righteousness. Holy Father, we are grateful for your perfecting process, because we are valuable and precious in your sight, and you are daily transforming us into the image of Jesus Christ. For you did not redeem us with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So we plead the blood this morning. We thank you for the blood covering. We thank you for the power of the blood that shall never lose its power. We thank you and we declare that we've been made right. We couldn't do right, but God, because you love us and through the powerful blood of Jesus Christ, you made us right. And we are holy because of Jesus. We declare that our latter days shall be greater than our former days. We declare that we are prosperous and we are healthy and our souls prosper. God, we declare that this is the day that you have made and we rejoice now and we are glad. Thank you, Lord, for every miracle that you have released because we believe in you and your great power. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving mightily against the spirit of unbelief in the season of miracles as you lead and guide us into all truth. Lord, we take authority and dominion in this day, knowing that you are with us and your hand of blessing is resting on us. Holy Father, we love you and we thank you that you first loved us. We bless you for assigning goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our lives. And God, we promise to bear fruit for your glory in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the power that's moving, that God, your voice is moving in the atmosphere. And we thank you for every divine promise. We thank you for everything that you preordained for this day. This day is not just another day, but it's a special day that God, you have made. So we thank you, God, for what you have so ordered that it shall be, because your word cannot return to you void. And we thank you for the special purpose. So we walk in this day with great expectation to see the move of your hand, because you are the Lord Most High. And we give you praise and we seal this prayer in faith in the name of Jesus. And God, we count you faithful to perform your word concerning us. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. Please join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And as a final word, I encourage you to declare a thing today, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. God bless you, saints. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day, and walk by faith and not by sight. Expect to receive God's blessings, and expect to see the move of God's hand in your life today. Receive it, people of God. Go in faith, by faith, and not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen.